Del, thanks for coming back. I really appreciate your waiting.
No problem.
I wanted to ask you what was or is the most challenging part of your nutritional healing program, if there is one?
Remembering to take the pills.
Remembering to take the pills.
and then noticing the difference
when you don't.
When I don't. So I say, why is it I'm feeling so lousy right now, or so congested when I wasn't earlier? And, oh yeah, I forgot to take my pills.
Wasn't it interesting? I mean, I remember one of the things. That's right. You had angina all the time, right?
Yes.
Right. And so you noticed a supplement that was working pretty well for that, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Standard process supplement.
And that's and I've replaced that with the. Using that instead of nitroglycerin if I needed to, and I don't have all the side effects that nitro gives me.
Amazing.
Headaches.
Right. And of course, you consulted your doctor when you made the change of medications.
Yes.
And, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I asked for their permission to do it, and they said, all right, you can try it, and then let's see what happens. So.
And bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, and I haven't been back.
Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. You haven't been back. Right. Because your body is designed to work.
Yeah.
It's designed to work if you give it a chance. Have you been supported through the process of this change? You've been with me 3 years, I assume the answer, but I'd rather hear you say it.
Supported?
In terms of through the process. By the office, by the personnel, by?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your staff there has helped me. They've provided recipes when I first started out. You know, this idea of having to give up grains and saying, well, what are the alternatives? And so they had some recipes for me to get started on so that it wasn't just being a rabbit eating carrots and lettuce all the time.
what are the biggest surprises since you began and continue your nutritional transformation?
Biggest surprises?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, one of the surprises is not realizing, because you lose your health so slowly that you don't realize how much you've lost. And so now I would remember going into work after a night of sleep, and after a few hours I'd be almost wanting to go back to bed, go back to sleep. I just was exhausted and wanting more rest. And now I have that energy again and have my day life back and sleeping better at night. So let me
get this straight. You're 3 years older and you have more energy.
Right.
That casts a bit of a shadow on the idea that aging is the problem.
Yeah, well, I still have my aches and pains.
Well, so that just gives us, that just continues to give us some stuff to work with.
That's right.
And would you say that you feel more empowered regarding the quality of your life?
Yes, I feel like I'm more in control and not dependent upon others making the right diagnosis, because, well, I'm dependent on you making the right, pushing down on me on the same strength, but
right.
At least I'm getting the feedback instantly that I know what's good and what's bad for me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, it's just that I can, I'm empowered in that I now have a direction that I know works.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, I know that, I've brought in some things that say, is this got stuff in it that's not going to be good for me? And you've said, no, stay away from that one. So I can get that feedback.
Yeah, and the feedback is critical. That's that accountability thing again, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Well, and also the fact that I bring in the material and we test it, and my body gives me the feedback as well.
Well, and that's what is giving us the feedback. It's the body. I mean, you know, for me, I don't particularly. I have no personal, you know, issue whether you eat grains or you don't eat grains. I mean, you know, but your body tells us that grains ought to be avoided, and it reminds you each and every time you eat one.
That's right.
Except for rice for right now. Has anyone?
And I've experimented and added a few, you know, the oats back in, and that doesn't create any problems. So.
Good, good. Has anyone else noticed any of these changes in you? The way you look, the way you act, the way, you know, what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. My wife notices it, and I try to get her to come in because she has allergies, and let's find out what's going on with you. But for her, it's not bad enough yet to come in and make that test.
Right? Isn't that the issue?
Yes.
Isn't that
and that's the frustrating, because I have people that I've recommended to come in and they won't come in because they don't think that it will do them any good, or it's not that serious.
Not that serious. It's kind of like driving down the road, right? And you see some steam, a little few wisps of steam coming out of the front of your car, and you go, well, I don't know, maybe the car just picked up a smoking habit or something.
Right, right.
So you drive on down the road, and you notice the steam gets a little bit more, but you say, I don't have time to stop.
That's right.
I mean, I got to get, you know, I got a meeting to make.
That's right.
What is that? Why do we humans, we earthlings, have to hit the brick wall before it gets our attention? What can you do? You have an answer for that? Can you help
I
me?
I did. Then I could get other people convinced to come in and get tested.
What would you recommend for folks out there who are experiencing difficulties with their health, who would prefer not to take prescription medications but to use safe, natural, and effective methods? What would you recommend?
I would recommend to come in and get tested. It's quick, you know, painless, and very safe, non-invasive, you know, compared to going in and having surgery to find out what's going on. That's pretty invasive, and having had heart surgery, I know how much that weakens you for a long time.
Wow. So get tested. That's your recommendation.
That's right. Get tested.
Del, thank you so much for spending you know, this part of your Sunday. I it really does mean a lot to me. I know that we talked about this, and I know that someone out there is going to hear us in our conversation, and hearing it from you makes it totally different, and we're going to help somebody, and that's a great feeling.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to listen in to see who calls in and what they have to say.
well, a woman already called and mentioned the interview. So that's on you. That's a terrific thing. Thank you. Thanks so much, Del. I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.